Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire Denise, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring you information to help you take charge of your health. We're going to cover topics like IBS, heartburn, thyroid disorders, autoimmune diseases, osteoporosis, nutrition, and lots more.
Hi, Claire.
Hey, Lisa.
How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm back from a little R&R and excited to be in the studio with you today.
Oh, nice. Vacation is always nice.
Yes, it recharges your batteries.
That's right. That's right.
Well, what are we going to talk about today?
All right. Well, the title of the show today is Heal Your Body with Water.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about hydrotherapy.
More than just drinking water?
That's true. It's funny. Whenever I tell people that part of my practice is hydrotherapy, they say, "What's that?" right away. They're very curious.
So. Well, you know, and the other image that came into my mind was sitting in like a hot tub with the water swirling around.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Sure. Could be that.
It could be that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about it. Yeah. So hydrotherapy is an old time naturopathic modality. And I feel that it should not be forgotten. It's a really amazing therapy. And so it actually dates back until to the early 1800s. In Europe, there was the story is there was a peasant in Austria named Vincent Priestnitz, and he noticed that animals' injuries healed quickly using cold water. Actually, his neighbor treated cattle in this way.
With cold water on an injury?
Yeah.
Externally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and then the story is also that he healed his own broken ribs. He broke his ribs, and then he healed them using cold water therapy. And then after that, he was so inspired that he started treating his neighbors. and apparently he had good success. And actually in 1803, the Austrian government gave him authorization to treat patients, even though he didn't have medical training.
So let me get this clear in my mind.
Yeah.
He could heal broken ribs with
cold water.
Cold water, would it be like taken internally or would it be coming from the outside?
It's coming from the outside.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So topical.
So regardless of whether the injury was internal or external, hydrotherapy is an external application?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So then more history for you. There was a man named initially he wasn't a father. His name was Sebastian Kneipp. And he was also from Austria, and he was denied admission to the priesthood because he had tuberculosis. And so the story is he went on to heal himself with hydrotherapy and then actually did become a priest.
And wow.
So, yeah. So
sounds really interesting.
Yeah. So he treated sick parishioners, and he also became pretty famous. And he actually wrote a book called My Water Cure that you can get on Amazon or anywhere. I shouldn't just say Amazon, but
so this brings to mind the idea of people that want to take the waters. Have you ever heard that? Like, or they go to the springs of different places
and the water, mineral
maybe,
springs.
Mineral springs.
Or, yeah.
Where's the place? Saratoga Springs in New York State. Or I went to this place in New Mexico that had all these different springs that had different minerals in them.
Nice, yeah.
Is that part of what we're talking about?
That's actually similar. I mean, that's more called balneotherapy is what they call it. Bathing in waters that are, mineral rich, because we actually absorb the minerals through our skin.
Yeah.
I mean, hydrotherapy, we're going to get into exactly what it is. It's more of using the temperature of the water. So, I mean, I guess that could be considered if depending on what the temperature is and how they're doing it.
So temperature as opposed to, say, specific minerals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there was those two gentlemen, and then there was a series of Europeans that used water for healing, you know, tuberculosis, rheumatic fever, cholera, all the ailments of that time. And hydrotherapy actually took off in America in about the mid-1800s.
So you were talking about that gentleman who became allowed to treat with hydrotherapy without a medical designation of some kind.
Right.
Are you going to talk a little more about that?
Oh, I wasn't planning on talking about him too much. I mean, I was actually thinking, like, because, you know, I was like, well, I wonder what kind of medical training they had at that time in the 1800s.
Oh,
you know
not
what I mean?
Much
exactly.
From what I've read.
It was probably
yeah.
like apprenticeship or something. Yeah. So he just didn't have an apprenticeship, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So it probably wasn't as big of a deal as it would be today if somebody just decided they were going to
hang out their shingle.
Yeah, and start treating people. Yeah. Yeah, so what is hydrotherapy? So basically, it's using water to heal your body, hot and cold. And actually, it should maybe be called thermotherapy instead of hydrotherapy. I mean, it is that hot and the cold temperature that is.
There's the hot and cold temperature of the water?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's not actually the water or the temperature of the water that is healing the body, but actually the body heals itself. The water and the temperature of the water help facilitate the body to heal itself. If that makes any sense.
You touched on that a little bit in one of our other shows.
Yeah, because, you know, I said that I don't heal anybody as a doctor. Their body does it themselves. Mm-hmm. And so,
but you set up the parameters for the body to take over.
The conditions.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the simplest example would be if you hadn't put an ice pack on your ankle if you sprained it. Obviously, there's a lot more to it than that, but that's what I always tell people. You know, here's a simple example of hydrotherapy using an ice pack on your ankle. Another example that I can give before we move on is a bloody nose. So there's an area on the back of your neck, where the nerves enter the spinal column and exit the spinal column. Those nerves actually, what we call, have a reflexive relationship. I think that's the right word, with the nasal mucosa. And so if somebody has a bloody nose, mm-hmm. putting an ice pack on the back of the neck will help to stop the bloody nose.
It's funny when you say that because I have done that, but I hadn't thought of the hydrotherapy as being potentially ice.
Yeah.
I thought it had to be liquid.
No. Liquid, steam, ice. Yeah, any of those it could be. Yeah. And so I also want to say that, you know, hydrotherapy is not just for symptom relief. Like I said, you have a bloody nose. But also hydrotherapy increases the circulation to, you know, whatever area you're focusing on. And it helps to bring more oxygen to the area, remove the wastes. And it just helps the cells, tissues, and organs to function better. So it's pretty cool.
So I'm drawing sort of a blank around, I get the ice pack on the neck.
Yeah.
But can you talk more about what does it look like? If I came in and said, I have this wrong with me, mm-hmm. and you thought you could treat it with hydrotherapy.
I mean, it depends on what the situation, we're going to talk about all different ways of using water.
Great.
Yeah. But so, we'll get there, Claire. Okay. I know you're excited.
I'm being patient.
I also want to say that, you know, hot and cold water is a powerful technique. So it can help the body heal, but it also can hurt the body if it's used incorrectly. So an example would be an ice pack on your ankle. So you don't want to leave it on. Like for hours, that is actually just going to cause a lot of stagnation there, and So, just realizing that it is a powerful technique, and we have to use it correctly.
So a little is good, but a lot is not necessarily better.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So now, just some technicalities of hydrotherapy. So hot is considered around 98 to 104 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's whether you're taking a bath or whether you are, putting hot towels on somebody, hot, wet towels. That is considered hot. And then cold is around 55 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. And then neutral is around 93 to 97. And we're going to actually talk a little bit about neutral baths, which are amazing. But neutral is like almost like body temperature, because we know 98.6 is body temperature. So it's just a little bit lower than body temperature.
So if you were in a hot tub, would you consider that to be a therapeutic type of treatment because it's around 104?
Yes, but I would want you to take a cold shower after.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because...
Sounds kind of Scandinavian.
Yeah, exactly.
Hot and cold, like slide down the snow into the hot tub.
Yeah. So that gets us to the primary and secondary effects of hot and cold. So our body reacts when we put something cold or hot on it. So if we put something cold on there, we get vasoconstriction, which means the blood vessels tighten and less blood is in that area. But then a secondary effect is that there's vasodilation. And then it actually does vasoconstriction again, your body. So that's cold. And then hot, and going with your question about hot tub. So initially we get vasodilation with hot. All our blood vessels become wide open. And then vasoconstriction. And so if you're in a hot tub, and you stay in there for a shortish amount of time, it can be stimulating with that vasodilation. But if you stay in for a really long time, actually, it has the secondary effect of vasoconstriction, or a more appropriate term is it's more depressing to the circulation.
Yeah. So when you're putting an ice pack on, I know you don't keep it on for too long.
Uh-huh.
And you're suggesting, at least with hydrotherapy, that you don't stay in a hot tub for too long or use heat,
right?
Either extreme.
Yeah.
And what I scientifically am curious about is, what is it that, regardless of whether it's hot or cold, the initial effect reverses itself? Like if it's first dilation and then it constricts, and or first constricts and then dilates. I wonder, what is that? Do you know?
Very interesting. I mean, good question. I hadn't really thought of it before, but my first thing that popped in my head was a physics, the law of, I don't know, what is it? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Maybe.
Something like that. It's just our body reacting to it.
You trying know? To seek equilibrium after it's had
Possibly.
One extreme or another.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Like a pendulum goes one way and then wants to swing back.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So in talking about cold applications, if you have it really short, a really short cold, so I want to say, let's see, less than 1 minute, it's stimulating to the circulation. If you have a long cold, it's actually depressing to the circulation.
Because of the constriction of the blood vessels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a short, hot application. So less than 5 minutes. So it's different with cold and hot. I don't know if I mentioned that with the cold. I said 1 minute. Did I say 1 minute? I don't know. But the cold is less than 1 minute stimulating, more than 1 minute depressing. And then for hot, less than 5 minutes is stimulating to the circulation. But over 5 minutes is actually depressing or congesting to the circulation. Hmm. So, yeah, I don't know if that's helpful at all in this talk, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
It is. Asking a lot of questions because I haven't ever thought of this in this way before.
Yeah, yeah, it's a science. It is. Yeah, so I want to, before we move on, I want to say you are listening to The Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSH, Vashon Island, Washington, and this is Dr. Lisa Morse. And I'm here with Claire DeNice, health coach and personal trainer, and we are talking today about hydrotherapy, healing your body with water. And one more thing.
Okay.
Our show is brought to you by Windermere, so thank you, Windermere, for your support.
Yes.
Yes. So moving on to examples of hydrotherapy. So this is where we get into the nitty-gritty details here, Claire.
Okay.
Okay. So my first thing, a hot foot bath. So a hot foot bath can be helpful for a congestive headache, where you have a headache due to congestion. If you have a nosebleed, or if you have other congestion, like congestion in your lungs. And the reason that this is because we put our feet in the hot water. And it actually brings all the blood down there. And so it's actually drawing blood away from wherever, your head or your lungs, and helping to move lymph. And so that would be a longer application that you would want, 10 to 30 minutes, but can be helpful for headaches.
So when you use the word congestion,
yeah,
are you saying there's too much blood in the area?
Yeah, too much.
Which is like causing the headache?
Fluid, or? Like in the, so not just necessarily blood, but also like there sometimes can be like fluid in the interstitial space, like, you know, in the tissues. And so, yeah, it's, we're wanting to draw fluid out of that area to relieve the pressure or, yeah.
So would you say that if someone wants to soak their feet in hot water because they have a headache, that it could be helpful?
Yeah. I do.
Cool.
Yeah, I say you should try it out. Yeah, so that's a hot foot bath. So this next one is a heating compress. And it's kind of a tricky name because actually it's not putting a hot on you. It's putting a cold towel on you. And so it's called a heating compress because your body actually will heat up the towel, the cold towel. And so usually as part of it, you cover with, so you would have the cold towel and then you would cover with wool to keep the area warm or covered. And so you can leave it on until it's warms up to when you touch it, or you could actually leave it on until it dries. Sometimes that happens with the wet sock treatment. Do you know about the wet sock treatment, Claire?
Wet sock treatment. No.
Okay. So it's also known as warming socks, another tricky name, or the magic socks.
I'd like to have a pair of magic socks.
Those are the fun ways to say it.
It's like having ruby slippers.
Yeah. Yeah. You tell someone, okay, I'm going to have you do the wet sock treatment tonight. They're, especially my husband. He's like, no. It's not happening. Yeah. So the wet sock is amazing for like head congestion, a cold, upper respiratory infection. Basically what you do is you wet a pair of cotton socks with cold water. You want to take like a hot bath or a hot foot bath before. You just want to make sure that you're nice and warm. You go climb in bed, you put the wet cold socks on. And then
in your bed?
Yeah. And then you put a pair of wool socks over. And then you go to bed and you fall asleep. And you wait, if you keep them on until the morning, they will be dry.
Well, doesn't your bed get wet?
No, because you have full socks.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's pretty far out. But I'd be willing to try it if you feel like you're getting
sick. Like a sore throat, upper respiratory infection, cough.
So step one would be take a hot bath or soak your feet.
Uh-huh.
So you're good and warm.
Yeah.
Then put cold, wet
cotton socks on. Yeah.
Cotton socks.
Uh-huh.
Because they take longer to dry. So cold, wet cotton socks. How would you make them cold? Just from cold water? Or would you stick them in the freezer for a little while?
Sometimes I do stick them in the freezer.
Yeah. Oh, the admission.
Yeah. But you don't have to. You can just use really cold water. It's fine. You don't have to torture yourself.
Okay. But the cold, in my mind, I always thought the cold would warm up because of the air around it, but you're saying the body warms it.
Yeah, because you got that wool over
and
it
pulls,
so it's kind of like...
It pulls that congestion out of your body as it's doing
it.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
So remember what we said when we put the cold on? It's vasoconstriction initially and then vasodilation. And so you're bringing all the blood. Same kind of like the hot foot bath, you know, like just different mechanism. We're trying to drag all the congestion from the upper body into the feet.
I'm trying to imagine what it feels like.
Feels pretty weird.
To get in bed with really cold feet.
But they're not really cold, though. I mean, because when you take a hot foot bath or you take a warm bath, like...
Then the cold feels good at first?
Yeah.
So am I summarizing this by saying some dilation and some constriction... whichever order it comes in is good for relieving congestion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Is it going to make you have to like, are you going to be flushing then? You're going to be using the bathroom more?
I have not seen that.
Okay. Just curious.
I've heard that. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the magic socks, excuse me, are what we would call kind of a heating compress. But you can do heating compresses on other areas of the body too. Like you can do it on the throat if you have a sore throat or if you have swollen glands. And actually, I have an amazing therapy called the carrot poultice.
Carrot what?
It's called the carrot poultice.
Pulses?
Poultice.
Poultice.
Yeah.
Is it for swollen glands?
Yeah.
I get those a lot.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Ooh, it's pretty amazing.
Carrot
poultice.
A lot of my
patients, I've told them about it and they just blow me off. And then finally when they resort to doing it, they're like, wow.
That well, worked. I'll try it. I mean, I don't have them now, but tell me about it.
Okay. Well, let me know. Well, it's basically you're shredding up carrots and you're putting ice mixed together and then you're putting it in a towel over your throat with a wool scarf over it. And basically, it's a warming compress with carrot in it.
Does it have to be wool?
Well, you do want to have wool, yes, over the cotton towel because you want to keep that area warm.
So acrylic wouldn't work?
I don't think so. Wool.
Okay.
You could try it, but...
Because wool makes me itch, so I don't have a lot of wool.
Oh, okay.
But I could figure it out.
You could try it.
Go to Granny's.
You try it. Why don't you try it and let me know?
Okay.
Yeah, so you can use it on your throat. You can use it on your chest, you know, if you have a cough. What else? Even on just like your extremities, if you have pain or arthritis, or you could use it on joints.
What do you think about, this is the time of year when a lot of people get early spring allergies. Mm-hmm. And they'll get what I would call congestion, you know, like sort of sinus-y.
Yeah. You could try I would try the magic socks.
Magic socks.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the carrot poultice.
Well, but that's more for lymph nodes. Okay. Like if you have swollen lymph nodes. Yeah. So. Yeah. But so you can, and then also you can do an abdominal compress. So, and this is actually what I recommend to a lot of my patients who have digestive issues, is doing a cold towel over the abdomen and then wrapping themselves in wool, taking a hot shower or bath before. So it's fun.
Okay. I trust you.
Okay. Okay. So that was the heating compress. Let's see what else. There's a simple thing like a steam inhalation. I would consider that hydrotherapy, you know, using steam because it's using water.
Yeah. Like a different form. My mom used to put my head over a basin of really hot water with Vicks in it.
Yeah. But I don't
to make
like
me breathe it in, but no Vicks, just.
Well, petroleum and Vicks.
True.
Yeah. You would essential oils. You know, and of course you have to be careful about essential oils, which ones, yeah, to use and how much to use.
So they could ask you about that, right?
Well, actually I don't have expertise in essential oils.
Oh,
but there's people on the island that are doing essential oils. So contact me and I'll let you know who they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Sitz baths. That's another one. That's like an old time thing.
Oh yeah. After you have a baby.
Oh yes. Hemorrhoids, right? Hemorrhoids. So with a sitz bath, you could do hot, you can do cold, you can do a neutral one, or you can do actually alternating, which we haven't talked about yet. But they can be used for any kind of pelvic pain, any kind like acute and chronic urinary tract infections. So again, it's like you have to pick the right temperature for the right condition. So it's not like you want to talk to somebody that knows about hydrotherapy that can help you pick the right temperature, but also hemorrhoids. BPH for men, which is benign prostatic hypertrophy. So, yeah, it's kind of, sitz bath are like an old, I mean, you don't really hear about people using them anymore, but they're amazing.
I guess that dates me because after having children, you know, you're kind of sore.
Uh-huh.
And it was basically, I remember this, like, okay, now it's time for you to do your sitz bath.
Really?
Whatever that is. Yeah.
Where was that at the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. See, they don't do that kind of stuff anymore at the hospital.
I guess not.
I'm sure not. Yeah. Okay. Neutral baths. So that was kind of what I mentioned before with the neutral temperature. So that's a whole body immersion at between 93 and 97 degrees. And it's super helpful for insomnia, anxiety, other mental illnesses, you know, actually like drug withdrawals, because it's calming to the nervous system. It's sedating.
So let's say I'm not sleeping well, as which is true for a lot of people that I come across.
Right.
You would do this neutral bath before you went to bed.
Yeah.
For
you could do it. You could do it. Well, 20 minutes minimum, I would say, or you could do it for an hour, or you could do it 2 hours.
But so the you're sitting in a tepid bathtub?
Yeah, the problem with it is that the temperature will go down, 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 down. So if you have somebody that can help you add more water and check the temperature. And it's not necessarily about what the thermometer reads. It's more about you should be in this bath and you're not cold, but you're not like super warm or hot either. You're just like, it just feels neutral to you. Should feel calming. So, yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, this is all pretty fascinating to me.
Yeah.
As I know that naturopathy is alternative.
Yeah.
And this seems very, on one hand, sort of like, well, of course you put ice on an injury. And then on the other hand, it seems like, really, how could putting carrots and ice on your neck?
I don't know.
But if it, I don't know what it is in the carrots. Could you put broccoli?
No, I don't think so. I've had people ask that. Well, how? How does this work? I know it works, but how? And actually, I don't have the answer. I'm sorry. I don't know why the carrots.
Well,
do it.
If it works, I guess you don't really need the answer. You're happy enough that it's doing its job.
Yeah. So there's two more that I want to talk about. One of them is contrast hydrotherapy, and that's for chronic injuries. So it's interesting. When I started at Bastyr, I had injured my foot and I couldn't wear shoes that had backs because I had this really sore spot on the back of my heel. And it was my first year, and one of my instructors told me about contrast hydrotherapy, and it was 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold. And you alternate that three times. So it was like a total of 10 minutes. And I did that. I mean, it was months I had this injury. And then I did that for like two or three days. Gone.
Wow.
Never had it again.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
great testimonial.
It is. And so it's more for chronic things. It's not something like you sprain your ankle, you want to do that right away. You would want to wait like at least 72 hours until you're...
You said cold 30 seconds, hot 3 minutes?
Yeah. But you always have to end on cold.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a pretty cool one. And then the last thing is constitutional hydrotherapy. And that's something that I do in my office. And basically, it's a series of hot and cold towels where we put them on the abdomen and on the back. And it's actually the chest and the abdomen and then the whole back. And we alternate hot and cold towels. And then also use a low volt stimulation, which is a sine wave, over certain areas of the spinal column, and those like T5 to T6 and T10, those are the vertebrae, for those of you who don't know, thoracic vertebrae. And basically what it does is it stimulates the nerves that innervate at those levels. They actually also innervate our digestive organs. So like our liver, stomach, gallbladder, pancreas. And so we're actually stimulating those digestive organs. We're also stimulating lymph flow through the abdomen. And yeah, it's just a super healing technique for not only for gastrointestinal issues, but also for enhancing your immune system, because we know that a large part of our immune system is located in the gut. It helps with detoxification. Yeah, it's energy and it's just good.
So in your office, would you have a means, are they damp towels?
They're wet.
Yeah. So they're wet. So you have a means of making them very hot or very cold.
Yeah. Yeah. And I measure the temperature.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So it's good.
I mean, no pun intended.
Right. Yeah. So water is just amazing. I mean, I feel like it's just, hydrotherapy is an underused modality in naturopathic medicine, especially the constitutional hydrotherapy, because it is time consuming. Most naturopaths, they don't want to take the time, because it takes an hour to do that actual therapy. They don't want to take the time for that. And I choose to, because I feel it's very healing. So,
well, I would imagine that your patients are very grateful if they're getting relief from whatever their issue is.
I think so, too. I hope so. Yeah. So you'd
be making them into believers very quickly. And also that you're willing to take that time with them.
Right.
Instead of just,
Yeah.
Sort of a slam dunk approach.
That's right. Got it. I think we're out of time.
Oh, gosh. Yes. This went really fast.
It did. It did. Yeah. Any last words, Claire?
No. I feel like sort of a newbie on the subject, but it was very interesting. And appreciate your alternative knowledge about things.
Of course. You know, I enjoy talking about it.
To typical, you know, ways of treating things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.
See you next time.